For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. The Milwaukee Common Council sent a letter on Monday to Mayor Tom Barrett seeking more information regarding the finances and security associated with next week's mostly virtual DNC. In the letter, the council asks, quote, "An immense amount of planning went into the DNC during the last year, and now that very little of the convention will be happening in Milwaukee, questions exist on what costs will or will not be reimbursed by federal grants," end quote. What is now being called the DNC Convention Across America will be anchored in Milwaukee at the Wisconsin Center with nightly speakers, but without most delegates or many out-of-state speakers in town, most notably Joe Biden, who leads President Trump in Wisconsin polls by 6 points. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. State Representative David Bowen says he was at the protest over the weekend of Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensah. According to Rep. Bowen, Mensah came out of the home and pepper-sprayed protesters who were showering the house with toilet paper. According to Bowen, Mensah physically engaged with protesters and pulled a handgun, turned the safety off, and at some point a single round was fired. Mensah claims a shotgun was fired at the back door of the house he was in. Mensah is on paid suspension while his most recent officer-involved fatal shooting is investigated. In February, Mensah shot and killed 17-year-old Alvin Cole while on duty. The fatal shootings of Jay Anderson Jr. and Antonio Gonzalez have been declared self-defense. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Meat processing company Strauss Brands fired many of its employees in Franklin after they expressed concern about the lack of safety measures for COVID-19. Workers' rights advocacy group Voices de la Frontera says Strauss Brands used old letters from the Social Security Administration as a reason to fire employees who had worked for them for as many as 20 years. The letters used are not meant to be treated as a reason for termination, according to the Social Security Administration. High today of 83 with sunny skies, overnight lows close to 60 degrees, Wednesday highs in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies. Thursday, highs in the low to mid-80s with mostly clear skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Today is election day for the August primary. Polls open statewide at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Voters can register at the polls and are not required to wear a mask, though they are encouraged to do so. Poll workers are geared up to process absentee ballots. The Wisconsin Elections Commission estimates 506,709 ballots returned as of August 10th. High of 83 today with sunny skies, overnight lows close to 60 degrees, Wednesday highs in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies, Thursday highs in the low to mid-80s with mostly clear skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Demolition of the Westgate Mall on Madison's west side was approved unanimously by the Madison Plan Commission yesterday. Westgate Mall was constructed in 1960, but as brick and mortar retail became less popular, the mall was eventually shuttered. The vision for the space now involves five buildings with 464 family units and a plan to add a 3 to 8 story office, medical office, or clinic on the 9-acre site. High today of 83 with sunny skies. Overnight lows close to 60 degrees. Wednesday highs in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies. Thursday highs in the low to mid-80s with mostly clear skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.